This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. United States Congressman Jonah Goose held a town hall in Steamboat Springs Wednesday night on the campus of CMC, standing room only in Albright Auditorium. Some questions from the crowd were about frustration with the current administration in Washington, D.C. Goose quoted Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech with the line in the speech that said, "Let us not wallow in the valley of despair."
And yet, his admonition to them was, "Don't despair. We've got work to do. Let's get to doing it. So I'm going to keep doing my job. And I'm just going to make a humble request to all of you as citizens that you keep doing yours. Stay engaged, stay activated, keep participating, and hold me and every elected leader from the local level to the federal level accountable. And know that we'll be back here in Steamboat soon." So thanks so much for having me.
Goose represents Colorado's 2nd Congressional District. A 5-year grant for $3.26 million has been given to the Colorado First Conservation District to protect the sage grouse in Moffat County and their habitat on private lands in northwest Colorado. The grant will support collaborative work with local ranchers, government agencies, and conservation partners. Changes are starting May 7th that could affect travelers who are flying. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, will be enforcing what's called Real ID requirements at all TSA security checkpoints nationwide. That includes Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden. Any passenger 18 or over has to have a Real ID compliant form of identification with a star in the upper right corner of the card, like your driver's license, or another acceptable form of ID, such as a valid passport. If you don't have one, there may be additional screening, delays, or you may not get to fly at all. Local governments and community partners in the Yampa Valley are considering forming a regional transportation authority. This is for out in Moffat counties. There's a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in Oak Creek Town Council Chambers. Yampa River Botanic Park opens for the season tomorrow morning on Arbor Day. Gates open at 9 a.m. The local American Legion Post is offering to send local young men from Rout County, now in their junior year of high school, to Colorado Boys State. It is June 1st through 7th in Sterling, Colorado. The American Legion will pay for the tuition. Apply by today at colegionboysstate.org. The Rout County Fair Lions Club Parade is looking for groups that would like to build a float and celebrate Rout County's agriculture and cultural heritage. The parade's August 16th. It's in Hayden. Information to register your floats on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.